Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Mothering Together with ADHD. Today we're going to dive into all about how to figure out what your non-negotiables are for the week. And what does that mean? That means what actions do you need to take every week to feel your best, to be in line with your priorities and your values? What are those things for you? And how do we not get swayed by all of the input in our life, all of the stuff we consume? How do we stay true to our non-negotiables? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Hi guys, welcome to Mothering Together with ADHD, the podcast for stay-at-home moms with ADHD that helps you to schedule your life. Not just the events and the have-tos, but also the want-tos and the things that really make you feel like yourself, even in this season of giving, giving, giving. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm an ADHD stay-at-home mom myself who struggles day in and day out, but I have found certain things help to make this journey so much more enjoyable, and I am here to share those things with you today. Grab your iced coffee and let's dive in. So today's episode is honestly inspired by my winter depression. So over winter, I actually took a little bit of a break from recording podcasts. You might have noticed that I had like kind of a series and some things like that. What I did was I made sure that I recorded a lot in advance, and then I took a little bit of a winter break. And I think I knew at the start of fall that by midwinter, I would be feeling a little bit more down than I normally am. And so I was really happy that I did that, because that did happen. And I was kind of on the verge of that winter depression. I don't think I actually got to the point of depression, but I could feel that it was coming. So if that is your life, or if you went into full depression, I feel you, friends. Like, it's not cool. But I texted some of my friends at one point, and I was like, I'm at my gym and I would love it if you could come. And my friend was like, well, I can't right now because I have to do all this cleaning and all this stuff. And I was like, honestly, my house is a wreck right now, but if I don't get this run in, like, this run is non-negotiable for my mental health. And so that word, that non-negotiable, rarely applies for me and working out, but in the winter it was really critical so that I could stay, you know, sane. So that is why I'm motivated to talk about the seasonality of having non-negotiables. Like, right now I'm still running, but maybe in the middle of summer that won't be my non-negotiable. Something else will have come up. So just accepting that non-negotiables will ebb and flow, and also making sure that they're in line with your values instead of just like willy-nilly what some influencer on the internet said for you to do. So with that being said, I have a system to give to you today, and it has a catchy name. It's called SWIFT, as in Taylor Swift, or swiftly figure out what your non-negotiables are. SWIFT. Okay. So step number one starts with S. Step away from the screens. And for me, also step away from the books. Step away from anything that is new information. Step away, friends. S for step. And then my Swifties out there know the next letter is W. The next one is kind of weird. Write your eulogy. So again, we're coming up with kind of our values and then applying them to non-negotiables. And unfortunately, fortunately, thinking about death will make you think about what's really and truly of value to you. So think about your people who you adore and what you want them to say about you after you pass. And it doesn't have to be a lengthy one. If you want to, you can, certainly. But I could do it in 5 words. I could do it in 10 words. My 5 words, let's see. If I had my kids write a eulogy about me, I think I would want them to say I was fun. That's word number one. Fun, warm, listener. And my husband would be there too. And I'd want him to say that I was loving. And number five would probably be coffee because, you know. But that's my five-word eulogy. And I can take that to say, okay, so if I look at my schedule, what values am I bringing to it that I need every single week? I need to be loving. I need time with my kids one-on-one. I need time and space to be loving with my husband. So maybe a date night is in order. I need coffee with friends. I need all sorts of stuff. You see how it can kind of start to come together just with the letter W, which is write your eulogy. So that's number two. Number three, or I guess letter I, is imagine the future. And I've been using this like crazy. I heard on a podcast, I always mention it, but there's like this podcast called Systemize Your Life. I take what I can from it and I leave the rest. And one of the things I took from it was writing a January letter. This year, I wrote a letter from next January. So January 2025, I wrote back to myself at the beginning of January 2024. And that weird mind sense of like I was envisioning myself in the future, writing to myself now. And I pictured being in a better space, being where I want to be next year. And for me, some of that involved like mental health and connecting with my husband and things like that. And I just wrote this letter about a day I had had, the perfect day that I had in 2025. And writing that letter really helped me to visualize my future. And more importantly, I review that letter. I have it. I use Google Keep and I have it send it to me daily. I read it every few days, just skim it and remind myself of what my day should or would or could look like in 2025. And it helps me to live closer to what my goals are, right? I know that I have goals for trying new things and for expanding my horizons and for recording this podcast. And so being reminded of that goal in a kind of fun way of a letter is pretty neat. So that's imagine the future. So back to the beginning, step away from the screens, then write your eulogy in five words, and then imagine the future. Next is F. Find the themes, find the patterns. So my eulogy was about family and love and listening and kindness. And I see those same themes coming up in my letter where I said, I would love to be like spend my morning making out with my husband and make sure that I take it slow during the morning routine. See how those things kind of went together. Like, I want to be a good listener. I want to be present. I want to be warm. And I can see when I look at these things I've already written, I can see those patterns. And so that brings us to the last step, which is take action. And so you could notice your themes and come up with some really simple, consistent action steps that you could put into your weekly schedule to help you to live out the dream. So for me, that looks like I have every other week, my friends and I have, I'm doing air quotes, we have book club. We don't read books, but every other Monday we call it book club and we go to this local coffee shop that's open late and we hang out and that has been life-changing and life-giving. So, and that has totally come from this process of figuring out my non-negotiables to make me feel like me. So, let me give you two examples of using this SWIFT method, and then I'll let you go. So, let's say it's coming up to be spring, which it is here. And I can't write your eulogy for you, but maybe your eulogy is like, so you shut off all the phones, you take a minute to yourself, and you remind yourself of your values. That's really what the write your eulogy part is. Remind yourself of what you want your legacy to be on this earth, on this short little blip of time, on this rock where you are simply stardust traveling with other stardust. What do you want this to be? And for me, And maybe for you, it would be being present with your kids, being loving to your partner, being a great friend, being someone who doesn't leave a mark on the planet. It could be someone who is fighting for justice on this earth, right? And so maybe those are your values. So you go to that and then you write out, you imagine the future. And I love this. I love this so hard. You write a letter to yourself and think about what the end of this season could be. Maybe you're writing to yourself from the end of summer and you're saying like, hey girl, it's the last day. It's August 15th. And today I woke up and I got to watch the sunrise and we went to the farmer's market and we remembered to bring all of our bags with us so we didn't have to use any plastic. Then as a family, we went to this really wholesome place and we, I don't know, right? Like you did all these things that are in alignment with your values and beautiful and glorious and possible. You can even be like a little outrageous with it and see if you can get there. And then what you might do, what I do, and write, have it remind you or print out the letter and put it somewhere where you're going to come across it every so often. And then F is to look for the themes between your values and your letter. You're going to see some of the themes. And it's just good to like really briefly be like, what are the themes here? What am I really working toward? Just remind yourself of who you are, right? This is us without the noise. This is us. This is the person inside of you who no one can touch. This is your soul. This is nothing to do with anybody else. And so once you get through to that part, once you figure out what are the themes of this person inside of me who is shouting for justice, who wants to help this planet, who loves her family fiercely, this person, what is she going to do about all of this? What action is she going to take? And so then you can come up with like two or three weekly non-negotiables that will help you in your life to kind of achieve your vision for who you want to be. All right, that was my first example. My next example is sort of a different way to think about the seasons of life. It's not like going into spring, but there are seasons where your kiddo goes from being, no offense, a blob baby, right, to a moving toddler who can get into trouble and they're on the go and like everything shifts, right? That's a season shift for me. So what happens is, let's see, we go through, shut down, disconnect from the noise, right? And this is opposite to what a lot of us do. When things like that happen, we tune in, we Google, we look for information. We look for external solutions. And this is me telling you, we don't need to do that. We can use the SWIFT method to figure out some non-negotiables that'll make our lives just a little easier. So we tune into that. W, again, connect with your values. It feels like I'm telling you to write your eulogy like every 5 seconds, but you're only going to do this like once a season. And it's really a good, just a quick practice, right? 5 words. And then I imagine that future. Let's say you want to spend time with friends. You want to be really connected. You want to make sure that you're putting in time with your older kid and your younger kid, and like there's an equity value there for you. So there's some stuff going on there, and you're going to visualize that future at the end of this season when you're moving into maybe a different season where you have two movers who are really going out there. Where do you want to be? Maybe you write a letter like, hey, I woke up and the baby was able to get himself mostly dressed with only a little bit of assistance. And then I went with the older one and I was able to connect with him while the baby had some independent time. And they're both really doing amazing at this, that, and the other thing. And then, you know, you just write about your whole day in that future moment, whatever you want to write about. And then you look for the themes. So the themes would be that you saw that independence getting that baby from this blobby mode to independent, that's the goal. And so you're going to see, okay, how can I every week spend time improving independence for this baby? And that will help you to kind of visualize your future and come down with a very clear path of where we're going and what we need to do to get there. And then take action, T, right? Take some action, put it in your calendar, and start to build it into your routine. Okay? And I know this is an ADHD podcast, and I know that, like, just me saying, oh, just throw it into your routine, no big thing. I know it's a big thing. I get it. And there's plenty of episodes about routine, and there's plenty of episodes about how to implement routine, even if you hate it. Today, we talked about this methodology for tuning out the noise, for shutting down social media influence on your brain, and tuning into your inner wisdom. We have talked all about how to figure out your non-negotiables. Come up with two or three, throw them in your schedule, and then go back to the other episodes I have about adding to your routine and go from there. I hope along the way, as you've been listening, you've been thinking, okay, what would my eulogy be? And you take a minute and be like, what are my 5 words? And then I hope that you take some time maybe tonight or whenever to write yourself a little letter from the future. And then if you have time, think about the themes. I think that part is kind of comes quickly together of like, oh yeah, these are the themes, right? And then the taking action part, that's the part that's hard. That's the part that takes a little bit of extra effort, a little bit of pushing yourself. And yeah, but I think it's important. And I think if you can shut down the noise, you will have a little bit of a more satisfying life. So there we have it, friends. I'll see you guys next Wednesday.